Blog Talk Radio.
Uncensored and uncut, and I got a few announcements to make. First of all, I said that whether or not you heard it or not, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and Finney and Cunningham are going to come on the show. It's tentatively scheduled for Thursday. Now, this show is going to be taped because the reason being is that Finian is in East Africa and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is somewhere in the United States, and it's hard to get everybody on the same time schedule. So that's the reason that's going to be taped. So it's going to be done on Skype. So don't bother trying to call in. I might have a show after that where people can call in and maybe talk to Finney and Paul Craig Roberts or whatever, if they're awake or if they're around, whatever, or talk to me. That's one thing that I have to say is that you know, these two guests are very knowledgeable. You know, Finney writes for Sputnik and Global Research and all, you know, RT, Press TV, you name it, he writes for them. And Paul Craig Roberts is an icon. He's been around a long time. He used to be Assistant Secretary of Treasury under Ronald Reagan. He's turned into a voice of reason that everybody listens to. Whether or not you're left, right, in between, doesn't matter. Okay, so those two people, you probably know already. Now, I'm not introducing them, so I'll have a better introduction later. Anyway, here's the deal. I'm expanding. I'm going to go into podcasting with video. And the thing is I really don't know how to do it. So if anybody can help me out with this, you know, I think I have all the equipment, but I just don't know how to set it up right. So if anybody would like to shoot me an email or a message over Blog Talk Radio or timgatto1@hotmail.com or even call me at 864-221-3112 and help me out. Or if anybody lives in South Carolina and wants to come over to my house and help me set this all up. I think YouTube would be another way to go besides Blog Talk Radio. So that's, I'm asking for help here. I've had four strokes and I have a hard time typing. And so that's another reason I'm on radio is because I have a hard time typing. But it's not wrong with my brain, I don't think. You know, can you ask my wife about that? She might say different. Anyway, so this is the deal here. I want to expand my show. I think I need to expand my show. I think I need to say more. I'm sickened. I am sickened at what's going on here. At the risk of repeating myself, we have the two major parties, and they're basically imploding on themselves. You got Donald Trump on one side, and you got Hillary Clinton on the other. I mean, it's like having Hitler and Mussolini. I mean, which is the lesser of two evils? Who knows? I don't know. All I know is I know what Hillary Clinton's going to do. And she's going to get us into a war. She's going to be nonstop war, nonstop defense industries, nonstop everything. Belligerent, psychotic, sociopathic, you name it. And Donald Trump isn't far behind. So I got no use for either one of them. No use for either one of them. I've seen a lot of stuff on Facebook. I've seen a lot of stuff that progressives and even people on the conservative side are saying that they don't like either one of these two people. So, we got 300 million people in this country. Why we only have two political parties is beyond me. Okay, that's something that's yet to be explained to me. I'm 65 years old and I still don't understand it. Why we only have two political parties. And they're both the same. And they're both run by the same people. You know, you got some differences. You got George Soros on one side and the Koch brothers on the other side and Sheldon Adelson and all these other people. I mean, they all have different agendas, but basically they represent the same people. ExxonMobil, Chevron, BP, Pfizer, Monsanto, you name it, they got them, okay? They run them. They run us. They do just what the hell they want to do. They get away with murder, and everybody lets them do it and thinks that they just have no way to stop them. You know why they don't have any way to stop them? Because the Republicans and Democrats have control over all our politics. They decide who gets into the debates. The League of Women Voters used to do it, but they can't do it anymore. And they bowed out because it's all corporately run. And if you think corporations are bad, I'm not saying all corporations are bad. There's a lot of good corporations out there. But you know what? The big giant ones, the banks, the hedge fund managers, these people with scads of money they'll never spend in their lifetime. The Walmarts, the Waltons, the Walmarts, all these people, they run your life. And if you're happy with that, well, you just be happy with it. And when they totally make you a slave, and when they totally give you just enough so you can barely eke out a life and go to work for these people, well, then you just be happy doing that if you're not doing something. There's a big protest going on at the DNC, which isn't going to amount to anybody, but a lot of people getting arrested, a lot of people getting hurt. lots of footage for CNN and MSNBC and ABC and all these places that can look at the dirty, rotten Americans protesting against things they don't like. Well, they should like everything that we say they should like. You know, you keep on with that mindset and see how far you get. I'm also looking for a new theme song. And this theme song I got, I like it, but it's a little bit radical. So I'm looking for a new theme song. It's got to be an MP3 theme song, and it's got to be, maybe I'll take it from YouTube. I don't know. As soon as I learn how to work all this crap. So far, I got the radio station working good, you know, which is pretty good for me anyway. But meanwhile, I need to get my cameras working here. I need to get YouTube running. One thing I don't like, and I'll say it right now, is that I heard, and I don't know if this is true or not, that Cenk Uygur is going to be a speaker at the DNC. If he speaks at the DNC, this is another guy you can't trust. Here he rails against the DNC, calls him out on all the rotten things that they've done with Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the RNC and them tilting the campaign and stealing it from Bernie Sanders and everything else. And then he turns around and joins that party, you know, joins the club. Well, you know, good for you, Cenk. You know, maybe you'll get your spot back on MSNBC or CNN or some other place, and you can shove the Young Turks under the bus. Yeah, you know, I don't like him much anyway. You know, I don't like to be talked down to, and he talks down to people. He expounds on crap that we already know, and he goes on and on and on about it, so I can't even listen to him anymore. Okay, and you got people, you got Amy Goodman, you know, I like the other guy, Juan Carlos, whatever his name is, he's another shill. He just came out and said, That Hillary Clinton's better than Donald Trump or some crap like that. You know, no, he isn't. No, Hillary Clinton isn't better than Donald Trump. They're both as abysmal as each other. So basically, and that's what I'm saying. You know, you got other choices. You got Kerry. You got Gary Johnson, you got Jill Stein, you got a lot of people you can vote for. It's a real short broadcast. I'm asking for help. Tim Gatto @hotmail.com or you can call me 864-221-3112. Whatever you want to do, give me a ring. Tell me how to hook this crap up. See if I can get it on YouTube.
60.
And I inadvertently made this thing for 15 minutes, but that's all I really got to say. All I'm going to say is Paul Craig Roberts and Thane Cunningham are coming on Thursday, I think. That's up to debate. I haven't heard back from Paul Craig Roberts whether he can do it Thursday. He always said he'd do it. So that's what we're going to do. So anyway, and I asked Rob Call to come on. I'm asking other people to come on. And this is going to be just the way it used to be. I'm going to have a lot of good guests. And it's not just going to be me babbling all the time. That's why I'm glad this is only 15 minutes. So you don't have to listen to my mouth. All right. So anyway, that's it for me. And let's get back to it. And I will see you again very soon, maybe tonight.